Good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to another exciting night of Amity Warrior basketball. The girls getting ready to set to take on the Horizon Christian Hawks from here in the Tualatin area. Horizon used to be a league opponent, and now with the OSAA realignment, they are no longer part of our league for anything, and so this is a matchup with a team that we won't see any other time this year unless it would be in the playoffs. Horizon Christian girls are an interesting story as they come into this game. We've got about 8.5 minutes to go before tip-off or before lineups or whatever they end up doing tonight. Give me just a second here. The Horizon Christian had to kind of rebuild their program. They had a real down stretch. They just weren't able to compete at the varsity level, and so they took at least last year, maybe I think it was just last year, and said, hey, we're just going to play a JV schedule. We're very young. We need to develop these girls. They need to not get crushed every time they go on the floor, because that was what was happening prior seasons. And so that's what they did. They did a JV year, kind of rebuilt their team, and now they have a competitive 3A basketball team that they built with young girls. And as we look at their roster, they've got a few seniors on there, but a lot of sophomores and freshmen populate this roster, only one junior. So when you look at the roster top to bottom, they have five seniors, one junior. Let's see, one, two, three, four sophomores, and one, two, three, four, five, six freshmen. So young team. They've got a little bit of size. They've got a six-foot sophomore girl, Katie Graham, and they have – and she's fairly well-coordinated. I'm not sure how much of an offensive force she is, but she's not a complete stiff from what we saw here yesterday watching them play. And so they come into this with a 3-1 record so far this year, and they lost to Crestwell 32-29 in their opening match of the year back in November, and since then have defeated Faith Bible, Columbia Christian, and Dayton. Now, they beat Dayton by 13 yesterday, but it should be noted Dayton was without several of their better players due to some discipline action. They've got some girls that will be out, I believe, 3 weeks. Something about a party at somebody's house, and other than that, it's just speculation, but some girls missing and some of their key players, and they just weren't able to compete with this Horizon Christian team without those key players in there. One of them being Cisneros, another one being Myers, I believe, one of the Myers girls. And anyway, key players for their team out for several weeks here, and so I would expect the Dayton Pirates to struggle quite a bit without those. They're not a particularly deep program. In fact, Dayton's not going to have a JV team this year in the girls program, which says a lot. You can figure out what it says, but there's a few different reasons why that might be the case, but it's never a good thing when a 3A level school can't field a JV team in a sport like basketball or volleyball or football. It just there's something going on not right there in terms of building a program. So and there's not a lot of competition for girls sports during the winter. It's one thing during volleyball season if you've got a great soccer program, maybe you're short on volleyball girls. Football, same thing. Maybe you've got a great soccer program on the boys' side, or cross country dominates or something. You know, there's more competition for those athletes, but really during the winter there's no competition for those female athletes, and so that is a surprise. So Dayton girls struggling early in this season, and Horizon knocked them off 35-21. Now, not much of an offensive showing, so not sure this Horizon team has a lot of offensive firepower. They did score 54 against Columbia Christian on Thursday in this tournament, but that's a 2A school, and I don't know how good Columbia Christian is either. Their other two games, they were 42 and 29 points. So Warriors come into this 4-1 with, of course, their one loss, just a abysmal showing over in Lapine when they lost to Burns by, 15 points or something, no, 11 points. I don't remember what it was. 11 points, I think. And but since then, they've righted the ship a little bit. Knocking off Oregon Episcopal, and then Regis here on Thursday in City Christian last night. Slow start to the game yesterday for the Warrior girls. But in the third quarter, they got hot, and especially Maylin Williams found her stroke from three-point range, and that changed the game. She was 3 out of 3 in the third quarter from three-point range. And so if you like numbers and you like seeing all those things line up, three threes in the third quarter, on three attempts, and Mei Lin really lit an offensive fire for the Warriors, got some confidence in her shot, and then the Warriors cruised from that point on. Got good contributions in the second half last night, especially from Keely Graham and from, obviously I mentioned Mei Lin, from Keely, from Alyssa Plummer, had a real good second half. And Jenna Lopez stepped up and had some, and I'm trying to think who else. Courtney Kendall had a couple of baskets there and played some really good defense. That one of the things that she's really brought off the bench for them in her junior year. She had a few spot minutes varsity, but was mainly a JV player last year as a sophomore, and then this year just has understood her role better, found her way to fit in. She doesn't come out just looking to score. She takes an open shot if it's hers, but what she understands is that her job is first and foremost, you got to come out, play defense, move the ball, run the offense, and she's doing that outstandingly off the bench. She's given the team a lift in probably three different games this year now. So really good to see for her. Nice kid, works hard, and is really starting to make the most out of what abilities she has now and really contributing at the varsity level. So we got about 3 minutes to go before this one. Not really sure what we're going to see here in terms of Horizon Christian versus Amity. It's really a question of which Amity team shows up and when they decide to show up, because we saw a horrendously slow start yesterday. 4 points in the first quarter. I think they have 14 or 13 in the first half, and then turned it on in the third quarter. So I know Reds would feel a lot better if they would just come out and find that on switch, that turbo switch in the first quarter of this game. Need to make some shots. They had lots of good shots in the first quarter yesterday and just could not make anything. And then it just became a mental game from that point, and the second quarter wasn't much better. So if they can come out, hit a few shots, and really pick it up on the defensive end right away, force some turnovers, stay out of foul trouble, maybe they can jump out and get a good start in this game. That would be really good to see for this team. So we're going to take a break for a couple of minutes and be back with the starting lineups. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Well, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball here at the Westside Tournament Championship games in a three-day tournament, eight teams on each side of the bracket. And the Warrior girls have knocked off Regis and then City Christian. Regis by a three-point margin, City Christian by 14 last night. And now they'll face Horizon Christian. And so we'll give you their starters as they're introduced here. Looks like it's going to be number 3, Alyssa Rose. Number 5, Katie Graham. Katie, a 6-foot sophomore. Rose, a 5'6 senior. Number 13 is Meredith Van Allen, a 5'7 senior. And number 14, Alyssa Smith, who is a 5'8 sophomore. And number 21, a senior, 5'10, J.C. Forrester. So a little bit of size, 6 foot, 5'10, 5'6, 5'8, 5'7. So a lot of length out there for this Horizon Christian team. But the Warriors will combat that with tremendous amount of quickness. And, of course, it'll be Keely Graham, Hannah Hatch, Alyssa Plummer, Jenna Lopez. And let's see if he's going with, looks like Mei Lin tonight. Let me see. Yep, Mei Lin Williams will be the 5th starter. Couldn't see her over there on the bench. So Warriors go with their 5-guard lineup. Nobody over 5'6 for the Warriors, and nobody under 5'7 for Horizon. So this is two contrasting styles here, and see what the Warrior girls can do here. See if they can get it turned on defensively right off the bat. They huddle up between the top of the 3-point line there and the center circle. So this is a young Horizon team, even though they've got a couple of seniors out there, 5 on the roster, and they're starting 4 seniors. They're not seniors with a they're starting 3 seniors and 2 sophomores, but they're not a tremendously experienced varsity team as they played a JV schedule last year. So a lot of these girls never really played varsity until this year. So Graham will jump center against Katie Graham, the 6-footer, and Graham wins, the other Graham wins the tip, and it's Horizon ball. Out on top, Katie Graham swings it over to Smith. Smith looking for a cutter, finds her man at the top of the key. That's Rose. She battles off the defense there, and it's an air ball put up by one of the Horizon players, and Keely Graham with the rebound underneath after the putback attempt by Van Allen. It was Smith with the first miss. Lopez ahead, traveled, got away with it. Looked like to me. Over to Williams, and now Graham will set up the offense. Keely with the ball. Kicks it right side on the angle to Graham or to Lopez. She hits Malin Williams on the cut. Her shot blocked by Forrester, and Horizon Hawks have the ball. Graham, though, gets a steal at half court. Keely penetrates in, takes it right into the chest of the defense. No basket there. She misses. Plummer with the rebound. She loses it. Scrapping for it is the other Graham, Katie Graham, and then Keely ties up Katie Graham. So no relation out there. Warrior basketball on the sideline on the alternating possession. Plummer with it, out on top to Williams. Maylin surveys the court and lets the offense get set up a little bit. Man-to-man defense by the Hawks. Lopez strong with it on the right angle. Now out on top to Plummer, swings it left side to Williams. Williams looking for a cutter through. There's Lopez down low, gets her shot up, misses, and the rebound to the Hawks. That is Rose with it. Rose working against Plummer, and they get her at half court. Graham with a steal, and Rose gets it back. Keely couldn't hang on to it. Rose ahead to Forrester. Forrester down low, puts up a shot, misses that one. Katie Graham with the rebound. She misses. The putback out to Rose. She misses. Katie Graham with a flat-footed rebound. Lopez blocks her shot down low. Could be a three in the key there, and I think they finally got it. It took them a while, but finally they got one of the Hawks players. There were a couple of them just hanging out in the key. Warriors doing a bad job on the board so far, not boxing out underneath there, and they're giving up a serious height advantage. So they're going to have to do a better job of putting a body on somebody every time a shot goes up on that defensive end. Keely Graham with it. Warriors go four low here. Little isolation for Graham. She cuts over, gets inside all the way to the basket, puts up a tough shot, no good. Lopez with the rebound. She misses, and battling for it down there are the Hawks, and it looks like Smith came out of there with it. Graham with a steal, gives it to Plummer. Plummer's shot blocked. Lopez with it, and they say the ball's out of bounds off of Plummer. Warriors getting good shots at the rim, having a hard time with the length of the Hawks so far. Warriors come out a little pressure here. It's like a 1-2-2 press. And that's broken by Smith. She pushes it up the floor to Graham, knocked away by Keely Graham. Katie Graham misses the shot. Ball loose underneath. We got a reach-in foul, I think, on Hatch. As the Hawks scramble for the loose ball underneath there, I think that was Smith with the rebound. Warriors just getting killed on the board so far. It's at least a 3-1 rebounding advantage right now. There's a nice inbounds pass to Katie Graham, and she lays it up and in. Just a huge height advantage. Warriors get it ahead. Plummer takes it in, and she's fouled from behind by Katie Graham, and she beats her down the floor. Warriors with a serious quickness advantage and, I think, a better skill advantage. But, boy, that length is hurting them so far. Something they're going to have to really work on dealing with that. Just a tremendous amount of length out there. It's not quite Salem Academy type length from the last couple of years, but it is significantly more length than we've seen in any other game so far. Plummer hits the first one. Two and a half gone, in the first quarter. Plummer's second one short. Ball loose. Chased down in the corner by the Hawks. Warriors put pressure right down there, and ball out of bounds to the Warriors off of Plummer. They had J.C. Forrester trapped down there. Lopez and Plummer did. Plummer ripped it away. Warriors back in that 1-2-2. They're way up front on it. Pressuring the ball handling here. It's Smith trying to get to the sideline. Poked away by Graham. And then we've got a foul reach in on Plummer. It's going to be the first foul on the, or second foul on the Warriors. Plummer's first. And one called earlier on Hatch. 2-1. Hawks with the lead. Warriors already showing where their advantage is going to be out here. Pressuring the guards, which is what their real strength of this defense is, just forcing a lot of turnovers. And if you're struggling with them early, you're really going to struggle with as the game goes on. So nice pass down low. That's going to be a foul and one as Hatch reaches in and fouls number three. That's Rose. She gets the basket. It's 4-1 Hawks. And Rose will go to the line to shoot one. 5:12 remaining, first quarter. Rose takes her time at the foul line. And her free throw is good. Hits the front rim and goes in. So she's got three. Into the game, Kai Rosenbaum. Warriors going to go with some more length here. Hatch goes out with her second foul. And this could be a good matchup for Rosenbaum. to really exert herself and show what she can do inside, because she's a more experienced and physical player than these Hawks girls inside. Rosenbaum on the right wing with it. Graham right up tight on her. Katie Graham hits Plummer on the back door, takes it all the way in with the left hand, and she's fouled. Good job by Alyssa. Good pass by Kaya there. Alyssa took advantage of the overplay by the Hawks on the perimeter, cut back door, and Rosenbaum hit her with a nice pass. She's fouled from behind. Foul on Alyssa Rose, her first, second team foul on the Hawks, and Plummer back to the line, hits the first one. She's 1 for 3 now tonight. She'll have one more, and that one is no good as it bounces to the left. Forrester with the rebound, traveled, got away with it. Changed her pivot foot down there, and the Warriors knock the ball out of bounds down on the baseline. They're going to be harassing these guards every time they touch the ball all night with their quickness. Just got to stay out of foul trouble, especially Plummer and Graham. Get the pass inbounds to Rose. She gets it back in the hands of Smith. Smith working against Plummer. This is a mismatch. Plummer works her towards Maylin Williams, knocks the ball away. It's chased down by Rose. She breaks the press ahead to Van Allen. Van Allen puts the brakes on over to Graham. Graham misses the jumper, gets it back, and makes the jumper. Nobody boxed her out. Again, this is the second time that they've gotten a basket when nobody has put a body on anybody. Graham finds Williams, cutting to the basket. Left-hand lay-in is good. Nice cut by Maylin Williams and a great pass by Keeley. Timeout, Warriors, 7-4, and Reg is going to lay in to his girls about not boxing out. Yeah, they're given way too many open opportunities on second chance and third chance and fourth chance one time down the floor. The Warriors must do a better job, and right now that's all he's talking about right now. The offensive end, the Warriors are going to be fine. Defensively on the perimeter, pressuring the ball, they're going to be fine, but they're not going to be fine if they don't start putting a body on these big girls, because Horizon Christian obviously not going to shoot a high percentage from what we've seen, but they are going to get a lot of second and third chance opportunities if you don't box them out. 4:20 remaining first quarter, 7-4, Hawks lead. Warriors in their 1-2-2. Get the ball in to Van Allen. Back to Rose. Rose dribbling against Plummer. Knocked away. Rose picks it up. Knocked away by Williams. Chased down by Graham on the sideline. Plummer cuts her off. Kaya almost had the steal. They get it ahead. There's Graham with the steal. Keeley Graham steals the ball on the pass from Hayes Johnson. Graham loses it. Gets it back. Flips it to Williams. Settle down now. They get it over to Plummer. Back to Williams. Swings it right side to Keeley. Keeley looking inside, now goes cross-court to Plummer, back out to Maylin. There's the three-pointer they want, and Maylin rims it, no good. Kaya Rosenbaum battling for the rebound, and we're going to have a jump ball. Nice job by Kaya. Possession will go on the alternation over to the Hawks. Sub into the game. Alyssa Smith going to come back in. She's going to get Hayes out, I think. Hayes Johnson goes out, touched the ball once and turned it over. That'll get you on the bench. Van Allen gets it, gives it back to Rose. Rose working against Plummer on the front of this 1-2-2. Maylin Williams gets a touch off the hands of Van Allen and out of bounds. Nice touch there by Maylin. She deflects that pass, and Van Allen couldn't get her hand back quick enough. Warriors basketball. Well, these officials are doing a good job of getting the ball in quickly after these dead balls. Plummer, left side, tries to go down low. That went off of the hands of... Did they give that to the Hawks? Oh, my goodness. No. That was tipped. And even the Graham girl, Katie Graham, says it was off of me, and the official overrules the player who tried to say I touched it. Oh, some bad. And that was right. I mean, that happened 5 feet from him. He should have been looking right at it. Boy, he missed that one. Van Allen with it, working against the press. Gets it to Smith. Smith against Plummer, finally gets it across just under the 10-second count, lobs it over to Rose. Rose, high post to Graham. Graham and bounces that one a couple of times, and it drops in. Katie Graham with 6 points, and the Warriors not doing a good job on her, down 9-4. Graham inside, finds Lopez. Lopez lays it up and in. Nice pass by Keeley, and Jenna with a good finish on the baseline. Warriors within three, under 3 minutes to go here. Takes them about 4 seconds to get that in, and they finally do. Into the hands of Rose. Rose working against Plummer. Lobs a pass over to Smith. Smith cut off by Williams. Back out to Rose. Out by the center circle. To Van Allen on the right wing. Graham up on her. Van Allen dribbles right. goes down low, blocked by Rosenbaum, and she gets the rebound. Nice job by Kaya. Bounce pass ahead to Graham. Graham slows up to see what's going on here. Now pushes it to Lopez. Lopez out to Plummer. Left corner three. No good. Plummer with her own rebound. Bounce pass back out, or takes a dribble and then gets it back out to Graham. Graham on the baseline. Air ball is one from 18. And the rebound to Smith. Smith pushes it up herself. Cut off by Williams. Now she and Plummer trap, and Williams knocks it out of bounds. Good job by May Lynn taking advantage of the hesitation there by Smith to get that ball out. And the Hawks are going to take a timeout. 2:10 remaining in the first quarter. 9-6. Horizon leading the Warriors. We'll take a quick break also. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Andrew Physical Therapy Orthopedic and Sports Rehab in McMinnville is an outpatient rehabilitation clinic that focuses on individualized hands-on care. Their goal is that every patient who walks through the doors has a positive experience. At Andrew Physical Therapy, their passion is getting you better. Call them at 435-1900, 435-1900.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Warriors trailing by 3, 6-9 here. As we come up on the two-minute mark to go in the first quarter, on the floor for the Warriors, Williams, Graham, Plummer, Rosenbaum, and Lopez. Hatch was starting, got two quick fouls in the first quarter. Rosenbaum subbed for it. There's a pass out of bounds, and I think Graham deflected that one, and they give it to the Warriors. So that's this official now has missed two deflections, but at least he's missed them both ways. And the Hawks player went to the sideline to get the ball because she saw Keeley touch it. Keeley just kind of shrugged her shoulders like, you know, I guess it works both ways in this game. He's blowing them equally. Williams on the right angle, back out to Graham out top, swings it left side. Plummer for three, no good. Williams with a rebound in traffic, gets it back out to Graham. Graham works her way down the right side, foul, no call, bounce pass into Rosenbaum, back out to Williams, fakes the three, dribble drive down to the left wing, now back out on top to Graham, and she'll reset. 2-3 zone for the Hawks, a lot of length out there. Swing it to Williams, back out to Graham. Boy, Keeley's got that three if she wants it. Over to Lopez for three, strong, and the rebound to number 22, Johnson. Johnson gets it to Smith. Smith working her way up the floor. Has a good screen, and it's going to lead to a turnover. There's a good screen by Katie Graham. She actually knocked Plummer down, but she knocked Plummer into Smith. Smith then lost her balance and lost the ball out of bounds. And no call by the officials either way. So they just said play on. Not enough contact there by anybody for the official to justify a foul. High post, Rosenbaum back out to Williams for three. That one's short. And Lopez or Rosenbaum tries to save it. They save it out of bounds, though, and it'll be Hawks ball. A little sloppy there. Courtney Kendall going to come into the game here. Number 22, Kendall. And Sydney Stables in. Stables in for Lopez. Kendall goes in for Rosenbaum. So the Warriors go back to some quickness here and get some fresh legs in the game. Smith gets the ball up. There, the ball is knocked away and stolen by Graham. Graham works her way through traffic, and she's fouled. I think it's going to be on Rose. Let's see. If it is, it would be her. Nope, they called it on 13. That is Van Allen, her first. Third team foul. Both teams with three now. Kendall penetrates in, gets to the foul line, cut off to Williams, swings it to Plummer, fakes the three, back to Williams. She swings it to Graham. Graham will take a three from the left wing. Good! Keeley Graham. And if that could get Keeley's outside shot untracked, the Warriors' offense will look very different. Tie game with a minute to go in the first. The clock's not running. Now it is. Took him a while. There's a steal by Williams. Plummer had it, and she's fouled. Good job by Maylin and Alyssa. And the foul on Graham. I think that will be her second. Potentially here. Yep, and the fourth team foul. Good job by Maylin and Alyssa there to work on that double team steal. End up getting the turnover out of it. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Warriors content to run some clock here. Ball off the hands of Stables. Courtney Kendall battling. She comes out of there with it, gets it to Plummer. Plummer to Graham. Good save by Courtney, and then a foul by Johnson on Keeley. 36.8 seconds left to go first quarter. This foul is going to be the fifth team foul on Horizon, so we're not in the penalty yet. Graham will inbound here on the near side to me. Warriors going right to left. Graham with a deep three. Hits it! Keeley Graham has found her outside shot. Really, the first time since game one this year, she's looked confident shooting the ball. The Warriors go up 3-12-9. Now against the pressure, Malin Williams gets the steal. Ahead to Graham. Graham with 20 seconds gets to the foul line and backs it out. Swings it to Williams. Williams looks at the three, back to Graham. Graham will take a 22-footer out top. No good on this one. And the rebound to Burgess into the game, and she stepped on the baseline. So the Warriors will get it with 10.9 seconds left to go in the first quarter. They'll inbound on the left side of the key on the baseline. Maylin will trigger this in. You got somebody tying their shoe here, so we've got an official's timeout. Warriors box it up around the key. Trigger it into Graham in the left corner. Back down to Williams. Williams turns, little running hook shot. No good. Stables tries to save it, and she's out of bounds with 5.5 seconds to go. Nice little running hook there by Maylin. Just couldn't get it to drop. Nice to see her with a good aggressive little post move on the inbounds there. Graham with it, Katie Graham. She dribbles across half court, and the clock runs out. So after one, Warriors with a 12-9 lead as Keely Graham finds her shooting stroke and drops in a 2 out of 3 from three-point range for 6 points. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KOYC. We'll be right back.
One of the biggest transitions is when a loved one leaves us. Macy & Son is there for you. A trusted friend for 5 generations in Yamhill County. Burial or cremation and a myriad of options. Let Macy and Son walk that journey with you. Macy and Son McMinnville, 5 generations helping with funeral and family needs.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, you can count on Amcraft Cabinets to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in several shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your design vision. Amcraft Cabinets. Call them at 472-0318. Davison Auto Parts, supporting high school athletics throughout the Willamette Valley. Quality auto parts, everything from wiper blades to spark plugs. It's Napa Auto Parts and Davison Auto Parts. Quality people, knowledgeable and friendly, always willing to help. Davison Auto Parts.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the second quarter here from Westside Christian School, where the Warriors are playing the Horizon Hawks in the Westside Christian Tournament Championship game here. 8-team tournament over 3 days. Warriors with the ball to start the second quarter. Plummer on the right wing with it. Out to Maylin. Maylin swings it to Keeley. Left wing three. No good. Short on that one. That one looked good. And the rebound pulled out of there. Graham, though, tips the outlet pass, but it's pulled down by Smith. Smith pushes hard up the left side. Plummer putting some pressure on her. She picks it up to Graham on the top of the key. Katie Graham drives the lane, lays it up, no good. And the rebound pulled out of there by Sydney Stables. Stables with it. Over to Keeley. Keeley crosses half court and sees what we've got. 2-3 zone still. Down in the corner to Kendall. Back out to Graham. Graham on top to Maylin. Swings it over to Plummer on the right angle. Back to Williams. Attempted steal there, miss. Warriors take advantage of that. Go down low to Stables. Stables, not strong enough with the ball. Put it on the floor and stolen away by Forrester. That was a JV move in a varsity game, and that's what happens. There's a steal, though, by Maylin Williams. Williams ahead to Graham. Graham takes it in with the left hand and scores. Maylin Williams has at least 4 steals that I can think of off the top of my head. I don't keep official stats on that. I don't have time for that. But she has been all over the place anticipating passes, playing in the middle of that zone. There's another one. Maylin Williams with another steal, and she picks up a foul on Alyssa Rose reaching in. That'll be the second on Rose and the 16th foul on the Hawks, and a timeout taken by the Hawks. 6:46 left to go here in the second quarter. We're going to have a full timeout, so we're going to take a break also. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on the home of the Warriors, KLYC McMinnville.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with the concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Looking to buy or sell a home or other real estate? Call local realtor Becky Mather with the eXp Realty LLC and the Welcome Home team. Let Becky help you make a real estate touchdown. You can reach Becky at 971-241-2997. That's 971-241-2997. So the Warriors putting some pressure and continuing to put pressure from the beginning of this game with this 1-2-2 press getting a lot of steals out of Malan Williams playing the middle of that, and also creating a lot of havoc on the perimeter. The only place the Warriors really struggling is in preventing second chance opportunities on those offensive rebounds by the long Hawk girls there. They're a significant height advantage. Now the Hawks come out in a 1-3-1 out of the timeout. Plummer to Graham. Graham dealing with Forrester on the top of that 1-3-1. Graham drives, hooks a pass down to Kendall. Kendall, 18-footer, no good. Long rebound to Rose. She gets it to Van Allen. Van Allen dealing with Graham. Pushes off. Keeley forces her to give it up. There's a travel they got away with. Williams knocks the ball down. Now Graham with the steal. Keeley pushing out. Gets past the other Graham, ahead to Plummer. And she throws it away, but it's picked up by Kendall. Kendall resets it back out to Williams. Williams to Graham. Graham fakes the three. Little pump fake. Steps into 18 and misses that one. Boy, that looked good. Flat-footed rebound by Katie Graham. Outlet pass to Rose. Rose throws it ahead to Forrester. She chases it down and runs out of bounds. Couldn't keep her feet in. And the Warriors with a 14-9 lead. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter and the ball. Graham will bring it up on the floor for the Warriors. Graham, Williams, Stables, Kendall, and Plummer. Keeley walks it across half court. 1-3-1 defense. She goes inside off the hands of Stables to Williams on the baseline. She brings it back out to Kendall at the center circle. Kendall hit, no call. Over to Plummer. Plummer hands off on the weave to Williams. Williams drives left. Comes back to her right to Plummer. Down to Graham in the corner. Graham cross court to Williams. Hooks a pass down to Stables. Stables starts to drive. Hooks a little pass up or a shot up. No good. Rebound by Katie Graham. And there's a reach in on Keeley. Trying to knock the ball away from Rose. 14-9 Warriors. Remember, the Warriors were down in this game 9-6. So we've got a 8-0 run for the Warriors, if I'm doing my math right there. Got a substitution into the game. Cheyenne Hale comes in for Stables. Stables struggling a little bit. Turnover. There's a steal by Keeley Graham. Keeley drives. Got an arm on her the whole way. Alyssa Smith just leaning on her, and Keeley drives through that. Draws the contact, and that'll put Keeley on the line, shooting 1-1. 5:09 left to go, second quarter. Graham, 6 points, 8 points, excuse me, in the game so far. A pair of threes and a field goal. Now she'll have a 1-1 opportunity. Misses the free throw. Long rebound, though, to Keeley. Chases it down on the right side. Bounce pass inside to Williams. She misses and draws the foul. So Maylin will go to the line. So Keeley making up for the missed shot by chasing down the long rebound. She just back-rimmed that thing. And Maylin will go to the line to shoot, too. Warriors right now, 2 out of 5 from the foul line in this game. Now 3 out of 6 as Maylin drops hers in cleanly. Jenna Lopez should be coming in the game, waiting for the officials to actually let her in. Maybe she's coming for the shooter. 15-9 Warriors. Williams gets another one. Misses this one. Loose ball. Keeley Graham with the rebound. Graham inside to Plummer. Misses the lay-in. And Katie Graham with the rebound. Gets it to Smith. Smith cut off by Plummer. To Rose out on top. Warriors in this 1-3-1 half-court defense. Over to Van Allen. Back to Graham. Stolen by Williams, which can't hang on to it. Almost had her sixth steal there. I have her for 5 unofficially here. Lopez in. Williams out. Maylin gets a much-deserved break. She's had an excellent first half. Just 3 points, but those 5 steals and has helped the offense look pretty good by moving the ball really effectively in the half court. Van Allen on the right wing to Rose. Rose cross-court pass knocked away by Lopez, stolen by Hale. Hale gets it to Keeley. Keeley throws it ahead to Lopez. Nope, to Kendall. Kendall, bounce pass inside to Lopez. She misses the lay-in, dealing with the tall Graham there. And Keeley gets a steal on the outlet pass, and she's fouled. Keeley will go to the line to shoot 1-1. So that'll be 9 team fouls now. With 4:18 left to go, second quarter, Warriors up 6, 15-9, and see if Keeley can add to it here. Graham hasn't had the kind of shooting year she'd like to have, but I think she'll work into that as the year goes on, both from the free throw line and the perimeter. Hits the first one. Warriors now on a 10-0 run. One more for Keeley, the senior point guard. And she misses this one. Long rebound. Lopez fights for it. Can't get it. Katie Graham gets it. Gets it to Smith. Smith to Rose. Back to Smith. They break the press. She gets down low. Cut off by Kendall. Good defense there. Back out on top. Katie Graham looks down low to Johnson. Johnson in traffic. Knocked away by Kendall. Plummer going for it. And we're tied up. Nice hustle by Alyssa Plummer. Good hands by Courtney Kendall. Stables is going to come back in. She's going to get Alyssa out, get her a break. Try to get her back in for a last couple of minutes push here. Alternating possession goes to the Hawks. Rose with it. Warriors in a 1-3-1. They get it on top to Katie Graham, left side to Smith. Smith drives baseline, and there's a foul on Lopez reaching in. Got to move those feet, not reach. 3:47 left to go, second quarter. That's the fifth team foul on the Warriors. First foul on Lopez. Hawks will inbound far side of the court, just above the baseline. They lob it in. Block. Graham, block. Graham. There's a pass ahead from Lopez to Keeley. Keeley cuts off the defense, lays it up, and in! Keeley Graham with a nice break. And she had the block on the 6-foot Katie Graham. Warriors knock the ball away. They're going to get a reach-in foul. And if that's on Keeley, it is. That's her second. Reg needs to get her out of there. 18-9 Warriors. Reg looks at the bench. And he'll grab Maylin, I think. Nope. He gets Maylin, yeah. He looked at Maylin, talked to Alyssa, and then got Maylin. Keeley will get a break here, probably for the rest of the quarter, try to avoid that third foul. Keeley can play a long time without picking up a foul, though, if she just backs off a little bit. Long two-pointer attempted, and we've got a jump ball. That was Katie Graham with a miss from about 18 feet. Cheyenne Hale and Courtney Kendall both had the rebound. Kendall finally let go of it. By that time, a couple of Hawks players had gotten their hands in there. Graham out, Williams in. The official complaining about where the Warriors players are going to the book here. He says, I want them to go all the way to the X, or I'm not letting them in the game again. So Maylin got to the end of the scorer's table and then came into the game. He wants them to go right to center court where the X is on the sideline. Maylin will bring it up and run the point here for the Warriors. She has Stables, Hale, Kendall, and Lopez on the floor. Kendall, deep two, no good. Long, high rebound pulled out of there by Katie Graham. Gets it to Rose. Rose is going to get bumped by Kendall. That'll be the seventh team foul, I think, on the Warriors, and that'll put Rose on the line to shoot 1-on-1. 18-9 Warriors, 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Rose, 5'6" senior guard. Front end of her 1-on-1. Is good. She's got 4 points in the game. Plummer coming in. Yeah, Reg needs more ball handling out there. He's lacking ball handling. He's going to get Stables out and Plummer in. So Plummer gets a 1 minute breather on the sideline. Rose, one more. Puts it up and it's long, long rebound. It's chased down by Kendall. Good job by Courtney to get that in the corner. Plummer with it. Bounce pass to Williams. Pressuring her to Kendall. Kendall down in the corner to Hale. Hale bounce pass to Lopez and stolen away, but off the knee of Lopez. Oh, my goodness. That didn't come close to going off of Jenna, but that's what the call is. Jenna just laughing about it. Like, I'm not sure what he's looking at. This official must get things backwards. That's all I can say because he's gotten a number of calls reversed by both teams. He's just not really sure what he's looking at. Graham with it, left bounce pass over to Forrester, and she banks it in high off the glass, and they've got it down to 6, 18-12, and the Horizon fans enjoying that. Maylin Williams, bounce pass to Lopez, back to Williams, almost stolen. She controls it back to Lopez. Lopez with a little drive, she loses it, and they'll get it for a foul in there. So Lopez will go to the line to shoot 2 as the Warriors are now in the double bonus. Kendall comes over to the sideline to talk to Reg. Boy, when Keeley goes out of the game, the flow of the offense struggles. They're really dependent upon her. So this is good experience for those times when Keeley's not in the game, whether it be You know, it could be an ankle injury where you roll an ankle and you got to go out for a little while, or, you know, it could be foul trouble, which is more common. Lopez hits the first. But either way, you got to get used to playing without your best player sometimes. Lopez gets a pair. Rosenbaum in, gets Hale out, I think. Yep. So Rosenbaum, Williams, Plummer, Lopez, and Kendall on the floor for the Warriors. Still in this 1-2-2 press, and they've got it really pushed up high. There's a long pass over the top. It's loose, and Williams with another steal. That's six for her, I think. Kendall pulls up, 17-footer, no good, and the rebound pulled down and a travel. Forrester had the rebound, but she took two steps after she pulled the ball down, trying to get her balance back. 20-12 Warriors, 2:11 left to go, second quarter, and the ball. Left side of the key on the baseline. Williams triggers it in, out on top. Kendall fakes the three, bounce pass to Williams for three from the left angle. Air balls that. Lopez with the rebound. Couple of dribbles, bounce pass to Rosenbaum. They kick it out. Williams from the same spot, no good. Again, Forrester with another rebound. Warriors getting their looks. It's just like they did last night, and maybe they'll start hitting those more in the third quarter again. Rose gets it across half court. Arm bar against Plummer there. And there's a tip by Lopez. Ball's loose. And ball's still loose off of Lopez and out of bounds. Good hustle by the Warriors there. Minute 43 to go in the second quarter. Really scrappy on the defensive end. And the Hawks really lack a point guard. They just don't have a great ball handle out there. There's a three for, and it's good by Alyssa Rose. She buries that from the angle, and it's 20-15. Warriors up by just five. Plummer, bounce pass to Williams, in traffic, makes the lay-in. Nice cut by Maylin Williams, and a better pass by Alyssa Plummer from the wing to find Maylin cutting straight down the middle of the lane, and she makes the lay-in in traffic. And that's going to be Rosenbaum knocking Katie Graham to the floor, and she helps her back up. Good sportsmanship there by the Warriors. 1:21 left to go. That'll put Katie Graham on the line to shoot, 1-1. That's the eighth team foul on the Warriors. First on Rosenbaum. Warriors, of course, in the double bonus. Into the game for the Hawks, number 15, Grace Burgess. Bright red hair. Free throw rims around and drops in for Katie Graham. She's got seven in the game now. And it's down to a six-point lead. She'll have one more. Takes her time there. Keely Graham resting the end of the first half here. Katie Graham hits a pair. Back down to five. 22-17 Warriors. Maylin swings it over to Lopez. Back to Williams. Williams might have traveled. No call. Back to Lopez. Lopez high post. Rosenbaum. The pass tipped and stolen by Rose. Ahead to Smith. Smith comes down and knocks in the lay-in as the defense can't get back soon enough. Smith with her first basket of the game, and it's 22-19. And there's a pass almost stolen. Maylin works around the pressure on top, off the hands of Plummer and out of bounds. Pass was a little high, and Alyssa didn't adjust to it at all. Feet were in cement there. Lopez out, Stables in. 22-19, 48 seconds to go. You see how critical Keely Graham is to the success of this Warriors team on the offensive end especially, but even defensively. Smith pulls up and misses a little 10-footer on the wing. Rosenbaum with the rebound, pivots out, gets it to Maylin. Maylin ahead to Kendall. Kendall to Rosenbaum. Cross-court pass over the head of Plummer and out of bounds. That's a bad pass by Kaya. She airmailed that one, one-handed pass, threw it like a baseball and threw it way too high. 27 seconds to go, first half. Warriors still pressuring, though. Smith, pass stolen by Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum takes it in herself and misses the lay-in. And Smith with a rebound. Smith poked away by Stables from behind. Burgess hits it, and Stables knocks it out of bounds. No, they're going to stay off of Burgess. Warriors basketball. Good hustle by Sydney Stables to get back on that. Kaya Rosenbaum got the steal at about the volleyball 10-foot line. So 10 feet from half court there. Drove in uncontested and just put it up about twice as hard as she needed to. It's a lob down low to Kendall. Kendall takes the dribble back out to Plummer. Plummer on the left wing. Bounce pass out top to Stables. Stables back to Plummer. To Williams. 25-footer left angle. No good. Stables tries to get the rebound. That is the end of the first half. Warriors up 22-19. as both teams scored 10 points there in the second half. Keely Graham leading the way for the Warriors tonight. She has 11 points. Jenna Lopez with 4, and Maylin Williams with 5, Alyssa Plummer with 2. For Horizon Christian, Katie Graham, 6-foot sophomore with 8. 7 points for Alyssa Rose, 2 each for Smith and Forrester. All right, we're going to take a break for a few minutes. They'll put some time on the clock here. I'll tell you how long it's going to be. I'm going to go recharge my water bottle. 10 minutes for halftime here. So we'll be back in a few minutes to get you set up for the second half. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting ready to start the second half here. I just got back. Takes a while to get anything done here. By the time you use the restroom and grab a hot pretzel, they have good pretzels here. Only a buck and a half. They cook them, though, and it takes about 5 minutes to get them. So Hawks have the ball to get things started. Smith misses an outside shot. Plummer with the rebound. To Graham with her 2 fouls. Over to Plummer. Back to Keeley on top. Keeley, a little penetration. Her pass knocked away and stolen by Rose. Rose ahead to teammate number 21 is Forrester. She misses a shot. Ball knocked out of bounds off the Warriors. A little flurry of action there. Get things started in the third quarter. Hawks stack it up on the right side of the key. Get it into Katie Graham. She misses a little short jumper. Williams with the rebound. Gets it out of there up the left side to Hatch, who had 2 fouls really early in the second half. To Lopez out to Graham now with it on top. Swings it over to Maylin. Bad pass there. Maylin saves it. Goes mid-post back out to Graham. She hits the jumper from about 15, 16 feet. Good ball movement. They went into Lopez in the post. She goes back out to Graham. Graham hits the jumper to go up 5. 24-19 Warriors. Warriors still in that 1-2-2. Graham gets a tip out of bounds. Hawks ball at half court on the far sideline. Warriors going left to right in front of me here to start this second half. Hawks with the ball. It's Rose to Van Allen. Van Allen on the right wing extended, looks inside, gets it into Smith, and she turns and scores as Hatch went for the steal and missed it. Smith ends up with the basket. Back to a 3-point game. Graham not getting any help from her teammates there. And they say Keeley stepped out of bounds. So first Lopez was in her way, and then Maylin was in her way. I don't know if they were sure what Keeley was doing there. She might have been freelancing a little bit. Back in the press for the Warriors. They throw across court, knocked away by Graham, and out of bounds. Same place as it was before by the end of the bench, between the bench and the scorer's table for the Hawks there. Minute and a half gone here. Third quarter, Warriors up 24-21. Rose with it way out on top. Drives on Plummer. Kicks it to Van Allen for 3. And she hits it. Nope, they're going to say it was 2. Long 2 for Van Allen. And it's a 24-23 game. Lopez throws it away off of Graham's foot. And that'll be over and back. Just threw it right at Keeley's leg. Not really sure why. Just in a hurry to get rid of the ball. Careless pass. Jenna can do better than that. And will. Rose with it, goes to Smith, back to Rose out on top. Works her way towards the top of the key, looks out to the left side, and it's Smith for a 3-pointer. She misses everything, but a great save by Forrester. Out on top to Rose with it. She backs up. Warriors in man-to-man defense here in the half court right now. Back to Rose. Rose, Plummer on her, and we've got an offensive foul called on Forrester as she just levels Hannah Hatch. And Hatch still down. I didn't see it. It was that kind of in the corner of my eye, but Forrester kind of stepped out to set a screen and just took Hannah out. Hannah will head to the bench to walk that one off a little bit. Rosenbaum coming in. Reg with his hand on her shoulder talking to her. She's kind of grabbing her right hip. Pretty hard fall there. My guess is what he's telling her is walk it off a little bit, see how it feels. When you're ready to go back in, let me know. She goes and lays down at the end of the bench to kind of stretch that out a little bit. She's had some issues, and so I'm sure that didn't help any. Graham and Williams play catch out top. Williams swings it to Plummer. It's tipped and out of bounds. Oh, my goodness. Went right off of the hands of one of the Hawks players. It changed the whole direction of the ball. The two officials look at each other, shrug, and give the ball to the Hawks. Wow, they have blown a lot of touch balls, giving them to the wrong team. Van Allen plays catch with Rose out top. Rose back to Van Allen on the right wing. Deep two, no good. Graham with the rebound. And Forrester knocks it away and out of bounds. And they probably blew that call too. I think it's kind of like opposite day here. Whichever direction the officials say the ball should be, it probably should belong to the other team. They have consistently missed touch passes. Ball's knocked out of bounds, giving them to the wrong team. Warriors basketball. Graham brings it up, swings it to Williams. Williams looks at the three. Bounce pass down low to Plummer. Back to Williams on the left wing. To Graham out top. They swarm her to Lopez. Puts up a three from the right angle. Nothing but the back of the iron, but Plummer with a rebound. Plummer spins around and draws a foul as she spins to the basket on Van Allen. That'll be the first or the second team foul on Horizon Christian here in the second half. Warriors don't have any yet. 24-23 Warriors still. Warriors box it up. Go to Williams in the corner. Back out to Plummer. Now to Graham in the corner for three. Keeley, no good. Plummer digging out the ball, but it ends up in the hands of Van Allen. Van Allen, as Rosenbaum reaches in and draws a foul on her in the backcourt. That's going to be the first on Kaya. Second on Kaya. First team foul on the Warriors. Horizon Christian with the ball. Rose drives hard and picks up the foul on Plummer. Had Plummer on her hip as she drove hard down the right sideline. Was trying to get all the way to the basket. And Alyssa hip checks her a little bit there. Another foul on the Warriors. That's the second on Plummer. They'll trigger it in from the baseline, right side of the key, and that should be 5 seconds. Oh, my goodness. But it's off the hands of Van Allen and out of bounds, so it doesn't matter. Warrior basketball. Far side of the floor. By the Horizon bench, Keeley brings it across half court. Swings it back over to Williams. She waits for the defense to come. Now finds Keeley at the foul line. Keeley inside to Rosenbaum. Lays it up and in. Nice bounce pass from Keeley to Kaya. 4-2. Kaya working that low block there. Keeley got the penetration from the foul line with the dribble and then drew the defense off of Rosenbaum and then hit her with a pass. Keeley tips the ball. They got that one right. They didn't call over and back because of that. There's a drive by Smith and a reach in by Keeley from the side. That'll be three on Graham. She's going to have to be careful. The Warriors' offense falls apart when she's not in there. Warrior boys head to the locker room. Remember, they will follow this game with a matchup with 2A Columbia Christian, a perennial powerhouse at 2A. Free throw missed by Smith. It's her first attempt of the night. They were 4 out of 5 in the first half from the foul line as a team. Second one by Smith. Looks good. Is... And they cut the lead to 2, 26-24. Lopez ahead. Now back to Williams. Swings it to Graham. Graham down to the left corner. Plummer for 2. Misses. Lopez with a weak side rebound. Out to Williams. Almost lost it. Gets it to Graham. Graham finds Rosenbaum. Back out to Williams for 3 from the angle. Good! Maylin Williams buries her first 3 of the game. And if we can get her on track like we did last night in the third quarter, the Warriors could pull away in this one. Because she can get hot. They break the press, get it across half court to Smith. Smith back to Rose. Rose working on Graham and finally finds Katie Graham. Katie Graham over to Van Allen on the right side and knocked away by Maylin Williams and out of bounds. Maylin Williams, by my count, had 6 steals in the first half of this game in that 1-2-2 press. Rose triggers it in to Katie Graham. Graham starts to drive. Ball knocked away by Keeley. Gets it out to Smith for 3. No good. Long rebound. Burgess chases it. Can't save it. Warriors basketball. 29-24. 3:19 left to go here in the third quarter. We are, of course, at Westside Christian School for their tournament. This is the championship game between these two girls' programs. Dayton girls lost to this Horizon team 35-21 yesterday. Dayton without several of their best players due to suspension. Graham struggling with the ball and then picks up a foul on Burgess. That'll be the third team foul on Horizon Christian and the first on Burgess. Maylin will inbound right over here in front of us. We're at half court across from the scorers table, or I am. No us right now. Ron will join me in the boys' game. Another three for Maitland, and she buries it. Lopez with the assist. Williams hits two in a row, and the Warriors go up by eight, 32-24. Now Maitland picks up the energy on the defensive end against Van Allen. She gets it to Rose. Rose looking for something, goes back out to Van Allen, off her hands and out of bounds, took her eye off the ball. Maylin's defensive pressure having an effect on Van Allen. Van Allen looks more athletic than she is, I think, out there as far as basketball skills go. She really doesn't have a very good handle. She moves well, but her hand-eye coordination just isn't great, though she did hit a three earlier. But she's had two balls now go off her hands and out of bounds. It's a bad pass inside, too high for Rosenbaum, and stolen away. Rose working against Plummer, man-to-man defense. Plummer, they get a timeout called by the Hawks. 2:23 left to go here in the third quarter. 32-24 Warriors. We'll be back after this commercial message.
First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. First Federal, we're here for you.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, you can count on Amcraft Cabinets to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in several shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your design vision. Amcraft Cabinets. Call them at 472-0318.
For the best in auto body repairs, come see Stairs Auto Body. Stairs works on all types of makes and models, guaranteeing quality and satisfaction every time. Stairs Auto Body, located behind Larson Motors on Highway 99 in McMinnville, a proud supporter of Warrior Athletics. So the timeout by the Hawks, they'll have the ball on the far sideline. See if the Warriors change up their defense here. I think we might go to a 1-3-1. That's what I'm seeing. Williams almost tips it away. They get it back to Rose. Rose drives down, double dribble, got away with it, and there's a steal by Rosenbaum. Ahead to Maylin. Maylin. Now to Plummer. Plummer drives in, takes it with the right hand, and misses that. Rosenbaum with the rebound, puts it up and in. Nice job by Kaya. She's got four in the quarter. Warriors up 10. Biggest lead of the game, ties the biggest lead of the game for the Warriors. Smith with it. Hooks a pass over to Rose. Rose down the middle of the floor to Katie Graham, and she hits a little 12-footer. Katie Graham with 10 in the game leads the Hawks in scoring. Plummer drives. Dishes out to Graham in the right corner. Graham defended well. Back to Plummer on the wing. Goes down low to Rosenbaum, and they got three in the key. It took too long to develop. Kaya was working for that position down there. That was a good pass by Plummer. One of the best entry passes we've seen. She lobbed it over the defense, but it took too long for that to develop. 34-26 Warriors. There's a steal by Keeley. Keeley drives in. Hooks up a little pass, no good. Maylin knocks it out of bounds. Keeley looking for the foul all the way on that one. Thought she had the contact, but no call. Minute 28 to go, third quarter. Warriors up eight. They get Johnson and Forrester back into the game. Rose will work against this 1-2-2 press. It's back in order now for the Warriors. Works off a screen by Johnson, hooks her a little pass. Johnson dribbling through traffic, stolen by Keeley. Keeley up the middle. He's got it. Somebody on her left. That's Maylin. Takes it in and scores. Nice pass. Keeley to Maylin. Maylin has eight in the quarter, 13 in the game, leading all scorers. Or right there with Keeley. I'll have to check the numbers. There's a loose ball knocked away. Rosenbaum with a steal to Graham. Graham bounce pass to Plummer. Plummer foul from behind. No call. Gets it back. She misses the shot. That one blocked. They get the pass out to Rose. Rose. Lopez going in with her. Lopez probably fouled her. No call. And they give the basket to Rose. Warriors had a golden opportunity there. Back to eight. Plummer drives from the right. Gets fouled. No call. Gets it out to Graham. Graham. Warrior fans not happy. There's another reach in foul on Forrester. No call. The Maylin. Maylin tries to go high post. She telegraphed that one. Katie Graham with the steal. And there's a push by Rosenbaum in the back. As she drives in, lazy defense there by Kaya. She had Keeley back there to help. Got to rely on that help. They're going to give her two shots on that, saying she was pushed on the shot. Yeah, it was probably pretty close to that. If it wasn't quite, it was almost simultaneous with starting the shot. So Katie Graham to the line in an eight-point game, trying to cut this lead, and does down to seven with her first one. Graham, 3 out of 3 from the foul line. Not a super athletic 5'10", but shoots the ball well. Has good form, good confidence when she shoots, and she bounces that one in also. 4 out of 4 from the line. She's got 12 points in the game. Warriors only up 6 now, and Keeley airmails a pass to Alyssa. Alyssa does a lot of things well. One thing she does not do at all is adjust to the ball in the air. And so when they, like on that pass, Keeley threw it high, and Alyssa didn't realize it was high soon enough to adjust to it. And so, but that one's on Keeley, though. She just airmailed that one, and you've got to understand who you're throwing the ball to and whether or not they can catch that pass. They break the pressure as Smith gets it across half court, but Keeley's still on her, hounding her. Smith stepped out of bounds. Reg not happy. Misses a jumper. Now Reg gets a technical. The official was not in the right place to be able to make the call. Reg picks up a technical foul. Girl stepped out of bounds. Reg was looking right down the line at it and said, oh, come on. The official didn't like that, teed him up. Here's the problem with that. The ball's on the right sideline. The official on the baseline should be over far enough so that he can see what goes on in that sideline. The official was not. He was hanging out just to the right side of the key on the baseline, so he had no angle on the play. And that's what Reg was upset with, I think, as much as anything, is that the official didn't put himself in a position to be able to make the call, and as a result of that, the girl got away with being out of bounds. Second one also good, so they cut this lead down to 4, 36-32, and it gives Horizon the ball back. 15.8 left in the third. Warriors were up 10, 36-26, now an 8-0 run. They get the ball into Rose. Rose working against Plummer, pushes off. Plummer had the steal. Rose got it back. Plummer now reaches in and gets the foul. Boy, they're not calling the push off there. Rose pushing off hard with that left arm. I think if Alyssa gave it a little bit of a flop, just kind of showed her that there was a push there, showed a push to the official, she would have got the call. Third foul on Plummer. Lob it on the right wing to Johnson. She hands it to Smith. Corner three, no good, and it's out of bounds as it bounces off the back of the rim and hits the cable that raises the backboard. Warriors basketball, 1.6 seconds left. You got to throw this long. Gets it to Lopez. Lopez from half court, ball tipped. She was trying to make a pass instead of a shot. So Warriors were up 3 at halftime. They were up 3 after 1. They're up 4 as we head to the fourth quarter. 36-32, Amity over Horizon Christian. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
If you're looking for a real estate agent in Yamhill County buying or selling, I highly recommend you check out Arlen Pounds of Sundance Realty. Call him at 883-3333. Wife and I are looking for a home, and he's been awesome to work with. Arlen Pounds, Sundance Realty, 883-3333. I highly recommend it. Andrew Physical Therapy, Orthopedic and Sports Rehab in McMinnville is an outpatient rehabilitation clinic that focuses on individualized hands-on care. Their goal is that every patient who walks through the doors has a positive experience. At Andrew Physical Therapy, their passion is getting you better. Call them at 435-1900, 435-1900.
Somebody gonna tell you what can be done.
For all that you've done.
Somebody gonna tell you.
And for all that you're going to do. OnPoint is here with the banking, lending, and advice to make your dreams possible. That means easy access to your money at the branch or on the go, because you've got a whole lot of life to live. And OnPoint keeps you moving. So join in. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. Warriors with the ball to start the fourth quarter, up 4. Graham plays catch with Williams out top. May Lynn picks up her dribble back to Keeley. A little pressure here, 1-3-1 in the half court as they try to trap. Williams fakes the three, drives in deep, back out to Plummer, to Graham. Tries to go inside, a pass tipped away and stolen by Rose. Rose brings it across half court, hounded by Plummer out there in 1-3-1. Gives it up to Smith, back to Rose, left wing, three-pointer, airballs that, and saved by Van Allen out in the right corner. Out on top, Smith takes an 18-footer, banks it, no good. Long rebound back to Smith. We've got a jump ball. That'll go back to the Hawks. Those shots are so bad, the Warriors have no idea where the rebound is going. The first one airballed and ended up out in the right corner. The second one hit so hard off the backboard that it ended up out at the foul line. Lopez gets a block, and they call her for a foul. Pretty weak call there, I'd have to say. It's going to be the seventh team foul on the Warriors, but it's going to put Forrester on the line to shoot two. Kendall's going to come in the game probably for Lopez, I would guess. First one by Forrester, almost misses everything. J.C. Forrester, 5'10", senior. Lopez out and Kendall in. Second one by Forrester, rattles around and goes in. So no consistency, but she gets the basket. Quick pass ahead to Plummer, and her bounce pass to Kendall stolen away by Rose. Rose brings it up, puts the brakes on. Plummer harassing her out top. Over to Van Allen, back to Plummer, knocked away out of bounds. Or back to Rose, Plummer knocks it away out of bounds. 36-33 Warriors, 7:06 to go in this one. Rose to Van Allen, back to Rose. Rose, across the top of the key, swings it left corner to Smith. Tries to go high post to Graham. It ends up in Rose's hands for three, no good. And Maylin Williams battling, and we got a jump ball, Warriors ball on the alternating possession. Good job by Maylin to get in there. Nice if she could have got that rebound cleanly. Keeley encouraging everybody on. We got a little press break action as they go full court man. They go full court 1-2-2, but they man up on the top of it. Warriors break it easy. Plummer on the left wing. She'll take the 18-footer. Good! As it bangs around and drops in. Plummer with four in the game now. First basket of this half. Warriors back up five. Plummer harassing, knocks it away. Graham gets it back to Plummer, lays it up and in. Quick steal and pass there by Keely Graham after Plummer knocked it away. Plummer ends up with a basket. They get it ahead to Patterson. Works up the left side. Graham pokes it away and out of bounds on the baseline. Warriors back up seven with a couple of quick baskets there by Plummer. 40-33 Amity, 6:20 to go, fourth quarter. Warriors already in foul trouble, though, with 17 fouls, only three for Horizon Christian. Left corner three, Van Allen. She's open. She misses it. Plummer with a long rebound, and she's running out. Rose trying to chase her down. Plummer puts the brakes on, lays it up and in. Nice job by Alyssa Plummer not to travel with that or get her shot blocked. Warriors now up nine. Nice little run here. Alyssa Plummer with six straight points for the Warriors. Van Allen on the right wing. Back out to Rose. Rose to Van Allen. They play catch out top. Back screen for Van Allen as she cuts baseline. Three-pointer for Graham, for Katie Graham. She misses it. Ball tipped. And Keeley could have saved it, but she saw it go be tipped by the Hawks, so she let it go, and they give it back to the Hawks. Boy, they have really not got a lot of these tipped ball calls right. Forrester, misses the jumper on the wing. Rosenbaum with a good rebound. Tries to power through Katie Graham, and Graham fouls Rosenbaum. That's the fourth team foul. Into the game, Burgess and Johnson coming in for the Hawks. The official doesn't know what's going on. He thought it was 1-1. He was starting to walk to the other end of the floor. Now he realizes. And that was nice. That gave the Hawks a chance to get into their press defense, but it doesn't matter. Williams breaks the pressure easily up the left side. Now puts the brakes on, sees the floor, gives a bounce pass to Plummer, who's got six straight points for the Warriors. Cross court, Williams, left angle, three short, and the air ball pulled out of there by Smith. Smith dribbling like somebody's guarding her, but nobody is. Moving screen there by Graham, not called. Push off by Smith, not called. Plummer right back up on her. He hooks a pass to a cutting Rose. Her pass picked off by Keeley. Keeley up the right sideline. Gets across half court. Got a 3-on-1. Bounce pass to Plummer. Couldn't handle it. She chases it down in the corner. Plummer resets to Kendall. Kendall back to Plummer. She holds the ball. Waits for the offense to set up. Got a looks like some sort of a 1, maybe a 1-3-1, but the girls weren't in the right places for it. There's a low pass to Kendall, and Courtney lays it up and in. Nice pass from Keeley to find Courtney Kendall for her first basket of the game. Warriors up 11, biggest lead of the game for Amity. Remember, this was a one-point game not too long ago. Jumper by Graham, Katie Graham, she misses. Kendall chases down the loose rebound up to Williams. Williams pushing hard, middle of the floor, all the way in, takes it to the basket, misses. Plummer battling, can't keep Katie Graham off the boards. And Katie Graham gives it up to Rose. Rose, ball knocked away, and that's Plummer's fourth, I think, from behind. That was probably the right call there. Four on Alyssa. Reg will ride this out, I think, with a 4:13 to go. See if Alyssa can help him build a little bit more lead before he has to sub here. 44-33 Amity. 4:13 remaining fourth quarter. To the line, Rose shooting 1-1, and she buries the first one. This team does shoot the free throws pretty good. Rose, 3 out of 4. Katie Graham, 6 out of 6. Smith and Forrester both 1 for 2. Now we've got a little mix-up over here. We've got guys starting to get into it here, and I don't even know who these guys are. Two guys that I don't even know. We got two guys about to mix it up here. I don't even know who they are. So, not sure what they're upset about. One guy standing up and complaining about somebody else. They're about to get into it over here, and I don't even know what's going on the floor. So somebody from Horizon Christian kind of getting in between these two guys. This guy's about to end up in jail here, because he's not taking no for an answer. He needs to just clear out. Doesn't matter what somebody else is saying. So, a little lack of class here by somebody. We'll just, not sure who he is, but anyway, Warrior basketball. Graham drives in, misses the lay-in, and Rosenbaum gets tied up with Johnson in there. So I think, lost in all that action, Rose hit a pair of free throws. 44-35 Warriors, jump ball, and we're going to have a timeout called, I believe. I think it's going to be a jump ball, but I think we're going to get a timeout called by the Hawks here. The officials walking all the way over to the table to clarify the jump ball situation with the scorekeepers. And he's still talking over there, trying to figure out if the clock is right. It's the right thing to do. If you're not sure, go over, talk to the scorekeepers, and then clarify with both coaches. And so now the official still waiting to see what the final call is here. We're going to have a timeout taken by the Hawks. I think it's a jump ball, but the official now coming over to talk to the athletic director, Rob Cashel from Westside Christian here, who's in charge of everything, and he's coming over to talk to somebody on the sideline. So we'll see what's going to happen here. He's talking to a lady down on the front row down there, and apparently she's been a little chippy with the officials. That would be my guess. And the I don't know if she's being asked to leave. I think she might be. She's got a walker. And she has a few more words for the official as she limps out of the gymnasium here with her walker. She's been ejected from the building. So, 3:26 left to go, fourth quarter. We almost had a fight in the stands here between a couple people. I don't know, somebody from Horizon, somebody associated with Amity, but I don't know who it is. Lack of maturity on everybody's part there. And now the official's trying to get everything clarified as they eject some lady sitting in the Horizon section down here on the front row. And this is the same official that gave Reg the technical, because Reg was complaining that the official wasn't in position. And they're letting this timeout go forever here. So timeout buzzer should go at 45 seconds. Horizon's coming back out on the floor. Nobody's buzzed the clock. The officials don't seem to be in any hurry to get things restarted here. 3:26 left to go. Warriors up 44-35. I believe it's going to be Horizon ball as we come out of the timeout here. Things have settled down there here a little bit. Hopefully, things will stay settled down. It's going to be Horizon ball. Warriors are going to pressure on the floor for the Warriors. Williams, Plummer, Kendall, Graham, and Rosenbaum. Warriors in a diamond and one press here. They give them a little different look. They break that pretty easily over to Van Allen, and she travels. Nice job, Courtney Kendall. Cut off the passing lane there. Van Allen jumped to make the pass, and then it was gone because of Kendall's hustle, and they get the turnover. Rosenbaum gets it in quickly to Plummer. Plummer pushes past Forrester, gets bumped, no call. waiting for her help. Now gets the ball to Keeley. Keeley over to May Lynn. Hawks really scrambling here. Swings it back cross court to Keeley. Hooks a pass. May Lynn right at the basket. They're going to get her for a travel. She took two steps. She should have taken a little bounce with the ball there. It was a great pass by Keeley. Nice cut by May Lynn, but they get her for the travel. Rose gets it across to Van Allen. Van Allen drives down, and a jump ball as Courtney Kendall gets a hand on top of her shot as she goes up. Warriors basketball on the alternating possession. So, 3:02 left to go. Warriors still up 9 with the ball. Kendall brings it across half court. Slows things down. 1-3-1 zone still by... No, it's not, I don't know what they're in. Maybe it's man-to-man, but it's a weird looking. It looked like a zone with three people playing man-to-man, and then they were all playing man-to-man all of a sudden. Graham with it. Works off a high screen from Rosenbaum. Dribbles left. Gets all the way inside. Tries to make a bounce pass to Kendall, and it's stolen away, and then a jump ball. Kendall gets in on Forrester and ties her up. 2:35 to go. Game's become a little disjointed here with the ejection of the fan and a few other things going on. Ball ahead to Rose. Rose. Cross court, Van Allen, standstill lay-in, no good. Rosenbaum with the rebound. Back to May Lynn, who gives it up to Keeley. Graham brings this one up, 2:20 and counting to go. Gets it to May Lynn, back to Keeley. Excuse me, had to sneeze there. Hopefully I didn't hear that too loud. Kendall with the ball on the left wing, crosses over on Smith. Bounce pass back to Plummer. Plummer fouled. There they get the call. Going to be on Van Allen. Good job by Alyssa to be strong with that ball as the foul call came pretty late. Just over 2 minutes to go in this one. That's going to put Plummer on the line to shoot 1-1. And we've got an official's timeout saying there's just 6 fouls. So no 1-1 yet. They changed the score clock quicker than the official looked up there. He thought there was another foul that was going to be counted, and there was only 6. Graham will inbound, far sideline, right in front of the Warriors bench. Finds Plummer on the back door. Tested her dribble back, got fouled, and Plummer will go to the line to shoot 2. Keeley led her almost too far on that one. Plummer caught the ball, put the brakes on, had to kind of take a drop step and a dribble to get an angle on the backboard, and drew the foul in the meantime. Foul on Rose, her third. Plummer to the line, hits the first one. Alyssa's had a nice little game here. Had just 2 points in the first half. She's got 7 now in the second half, 9 overall. And now 10 as she knocks down a pair of free throws. She's now 4 out of 6 from the foul line today. They get the ball into Forrester, working against Plummer. Trapped by Graham. And she gets it ahead to Rose. Rosenbaum just missed the steal. Rose bounce pass to Van Allen. Van Allen travels. Nice hustle by Keeley to get back on defense. Cut off Van Allen, forcing her to shuffle her feet. I think Van Allen looks like a runner. Doesn't have the basketball skills to match the movement on the floor. She's traveled a number of times in this game, turned the ball over, and did make one shot, but the rest of the time has really struggled. But tries hard, puts a lot of effort in. Nice pass, Rosenbaum to Graham. Cut into the basket, and she scores. Keeley Graham with another basket, and the Warriors have salted this one away. Up 13 now with a minute and a half to go. They get the ball in the hands of Smith. Ball knocked away by Plummer and out of bounds. And so kind of exactly what we thought was going to happen. The Warriors struggled with the length of the Hawks early, but their pressure on the guards just has overwhelmed them into so many turnovers and opportunities for the Warriors to get either fast break baskets or put a kibosh on the half-court offense. Three-pointer missed by Katie Graham. Rebound by Keeley. Minute 8 now to go. Keeley over to May Lynn. Hard-fought victory for the Warrior girls here tonight, but they win 3 in a row here at Westside Christian and get themselves a tournament championship. That'll feel good. They shot the ball a little bit better at times tonight. May Lynn on the far wing. She'll back it out and not take the shot. Down to 50 seconds. To Plummer. To Kendall. Warriors just going to run this until the clock runs out. They have their way. Over to Graham. Graham will back it out. Works off a little screen from May Lynn. Now dribbles away from Rose, so the 5-second count breaks. Crosses over on Rose, goes past her, flips it out to May Lynn. May Lynn, couple of dribbles to her right, now swings it to Kendall. 20 seconds to go in this one. So Warriors, 48-35. on the backs of a nice balanced scoring attack tonight from Keeley and Maylin and Alyssa. All three of them doing just a great job. The Warriors will run this one out. 4 seconds to go in this. Keeley will hold it, and that's the game. Final score, Warriors 48, Horizon 35. Warriors were led tonight by Keeley Graham with a pair of threes that got her started early. She had 6, 10, 11 in the first half, 4 in the second half, 15 for the game. Maylin Williams with 8 in the second half and 13 in the game. Plummer with 10 points. Jenna Lopez had 4. Rosenbaum with 4. And Courtney Kendall with a basket for 2. For Horizon Christian, Katie Graham had 8 in the first half and 14 in the game. They got 11 points for Alyssa Rose, 5 for Alyssa Smith, 3 for Forrester, and 2 for Meredith Van Allen. So Warrior girls get a nice win. Warrior boys going to take on the Columbia Christian boys, the powerhouse 2A team. I believe they won a state championship last year. I'll look that up while we're on the break. They're 3-0 coming into tonight. Warriors 5-0. So promises to be a good matchup. Columbia Christian always very well coached. And right now, head coach there is a guy named Bart Valentine, who has deep roots in Portland area basketball, coached for Warner Pacific College at one time and has been coaching here at Columbia Christian, I think, since Jim Flint retired. Flint was just an icon of coaching there at Columbia Christian. So we're going to take a break. We got about 14 and a half minutes before tip-off. Warrior boys will have their hands full tonight. This will be a good one. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Good win for the girls tonight by 13 points, 48-35. They get the tournament trophy here, and the Warrior girls will play next on... Hold on here. Let me check my schedule. I'll tell you. Should be Klatskanai and then Rainier next on the 11th and the 15th. So next week we've got a couple of games, 11th and the 15th. Warriors will take on a couple of Northern Oregon rivals up there in Klatskanai and Rainier. They've been football rivals now as they're in our league. And the Warriors will get a shot at those two teams this next week. All right, we're going to take a break for a few minutes, and we'll be back to get you set up for the boys' basketball game. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Enjoy these messages. We'll be back in a while.